Dis Groot FM 90.5 en ek kan nie wag om nou te gesels met ons volgende gas nie. Al die pad vanuit Amerika uit waar ek hierdie oproep maak en ek kan vir sê hierdie film begin môre wys by filmteaters in Suid-Afrika en ek gaan 'n bietjie later gaan ek vir jou meer info gee daar rondom. Maar before I go on, I have to just welcome you telephonically. Joining me now, Lee Strobel. Lee, are you well?
I am. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Lee. It is such an honor and privilege to be able to chat to you. How's the kids doing and how's the wife doing?
Everybody's doing well. We're here in Texas, enjoying the hot and humid weather.
Wonderful. We're actually quite jealous because it's winter out this way in South Africa, but enjoy the Texas. I heard they've got good steaks out there, Lee.
Excellent steaks, yeah. Almost as good as South Africa.
Yeah, you should be. We're going to wait for that visit. Please let us know when you come over here. It'll be great to have you, and we'll make sure you have one of these steaks over here. But listen, let's talk about this movie, The Case for Christ. And the movie's based on a real-life story, and, well, it's your life story for that matter, Lee. And you spent your whole career as a journalist and also an atheist to prove the truth. However, it was your wife who brought a whole new case in front of you to prove, Lee. And I want to call this The Truth. Tell us a little bit more about that case and that had to be proven, Lee.
Yeah, my wife was agnostic. I was an atheist, and we had a pretty happy marriage until she became a Christian, and that created a lot of tension in our marriage because I was angry about that and didn't want her pursuing something that I thought was based on fairy tale and legend and make-believe. And so I decided to use my journalism and legal training to investigate Christianity and disprove it so that I could rescue her from this cult, you know, that she got involved in. So I realized that the resurrection was the key, that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then Christianity is falsified and not true. And so I really focused a lot of my energies for almost 2 years of my life investigating the evidence for and against the resurrection of Jesus.
And isn't it incredible, Lee, how there was such a big lack of evidence or proof that you just struggled to prove that Jesus doesn't exist?
Yeah, I mean, there are three things. Did Jesus exist? Did he die? And was he resurrected?
Yes.
Those are issues that can be investigated historically. If Jesus lived, he would have left behind evidence of that, of course. And if he died, there would be evidence of that. But is there evidence that he returned from the dead and thus proved that he is who he claimed to be, the Son of God? So I was surprised to see an overwhelming amount of evidence that he lived and that he died, but also that he returned from the dead, evidence that goes right back almost to the scene of the event itself, and multiple eyewitnesses, strong historical data that backs up the conclusion that Jesus not only claimed to be the Son of God, but he did back that up by returning from the dead.
Wow, that's incredible. At some point, we had the privilege of watching the movie, just a preview of it, and at some point, you've even felt rejected by your wife, Lee. How incredible is this for choosing Jesus over you? Tell us a little bit about that and how that made you feel.
Well, I know, as odd as it sounds, I felt jealous because all of a sudden there was a new man in our marriage. You know, Leslie was following Jesus. She was devoted to him. And I felt like I was kind of left out all of a sudden. And
sure.
So I, as odd as it sounds, I felt a little jealous of Jesus, which is often the case in marriages where one spouse is a Christian and the other isn't. You know, I was much more antagonistic toward Leslie than she was toward me. But I found that the more that she lived out her faith, the more that she pursued a moral and a holy lifestyle, it just was like holding up a mirror, and I was seeing my own lifestyle as being corroded by sin and immorality. And it made me mad, it made me angry, and it resulted in a lot of problems in our marriage.
Oh, that's incredible. However, your story has an incredible ending, Lee. Tell us a little bit about that, this whole case of yours.
Yeah, I after 2 years of looking at the evidence, I became convinced that the historical data is so strong that that Jesus rose from the dead that it would take more faith to maintain my atheism than to become a Christian. In other words, the scale sort of tipped, and I realized that the evidence was clear and compelling that Jesus is who he claimed to be.
Wow.
And then John 1:12 came into play, which says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. And so that forms an equation of what it means to become a child of God. Believe, which I did based on the evidence, but then receive. Believe plus receive equals become. I had to receive this free gift of grace, this free gift of forgiveness and eternal life that Jesus had purchased for me on the cross. And so I did that on November the 8th of 1981 in a prayer of repentance and faith. And then I became, as my wife had, a child of God.
Wow, that's incredible. Lee, just an another question. Have you ever had a reaction from some non-believers or atheists after this movie that maybe, what has people said, non-believers, after watching this movie? Have you had any feedback like that?
Yeah, what's been fascinating is people have loved the movie even regardless of their spiritual background. Mm-hmm. There's a secular rating service in the States called CinemaScore that rates movies based on interviews with moviegoers, and they rated our movie an A+, which wow. Only about two movies a year receive. Cool. So even the secular critics enjoyed the movie. They may disagree with the conclusion, but it's a compelling and I think a very entertaining motion picture on one level. But then on another level, I think it delivers a very important and powerful message as well.
Incredible. So it leads me to my next question. Who should go and watch this movie, Lee?
Well, you know, I hope Christians will go because I think they'll find it entertaining. I think it'll affirm their faith. But I hope they bring someone along with them, someone who may be spiritually confused, someone who may be not a believer. They won't be embarrassed by this film. They'll find that it's high quality and very well done. And it lead to some great conversations afterwards about their reaction to the film, and hopefully lead to some spiritual discussions.
Incredible. Lee, thank you so much for your time. Just as a wrap, I want to ask you this question. What is the truth, Lee?
Well, the truth is that Jesus not only claimed to be the Son of God, but he backed that up by returning from the dead. And then we can be confident of that because of the historical evidence that establishes the truth of who he is.
Incredible. Thank you so much for your time, Lee. That's all we have time for. I'll give out the info about the film just
great.
After this. But thank you so much for your time and all the best with this movie. And I do pray also from our side that a lot of hearts will be touched with this and people's lives will be changed because of your story. So thank you so much for doing this film as well.
Well, thank you. God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you. Cheers. Keep well.
You
so daar het jy dit, dames en here, Lee Strobel, luister, dit is 'n film wat jy moet sien, The Case for Christ. Dit wys van môre af by verskeie sterk in die kort teaters en jy kan dit raai gemaak op ons Facebookblad, is Groot FM 90.5. Al die besonderhede gaan daar vir jou wees. Op besoek net die webblad, dit is baie baie maklik, dit is The Case for Christ movie.co.za, The Case for Christ movie.co.za. As jy dit mis, is op ons Facebookblad vir jou beskikbaar, so gemaak het draai daar, maar jy moet hierdie film sien, is ongelooflik. Ja. Daar het jy dit, dames en here.